Let's read together Psalms 46 and 47. In Psalm 46, the Lord is magnified as the refuge and strength of his people. And in Psalm 47, the Lord is exalted as the ruler and king of his people. Let's begin by reading Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Let's begin our study with some background notes. Here in Psalm 46, we have another psalm of the sons of Korah, who put the song to music for the choir director. The term Alamoth in the title means maidens and probably refers to the female soprano voices of the temple choir. Now, there is a good possibility that the occasion of this psalm was after God miraculously delivered Jerusalem from the siege of Sennacherib and the Assyrian army in 701 BC. At that time, good King Hezekiah and the people of Judah followed the counsel of the prophet Isaiah and trusted the Lord completely for deliverance, and God answered with one of the great miracles of the Bible. 185,000 Assyrian troops besieging Jerusalem were eliminated in one night. Let's read the account of this great miracle in 2 Chronicles chapter 32. I'm reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 32, beginning with verse 9. After this, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, sent his servants to Jerusalem, to Hezekiah, king of Judah, and to all Judah who were in Jerusalem, saying, "Thus says Sennacherib, king of Assyria, in what do you trust that you remain under siege in Jerusalem? Does not Hezekiah persuade you to give yourselves over to die by famine and by thirst, saying, 'The Lord our God will deliver us from the hand of the king of Assyria?'" Verse 15. "Now therefore, do not let Hezekiah deceive you or persuade you like this, and do not believe him. For no god of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people from my hand or the hand of my fathers. How much less will your God deliver you from my hand?" Verse 19. "And they spoke against the God of Jerusalem, as against the gods of the people of the earth, the work of men's hands. Now because of this, King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, prayed and cried out to heaven. Then the Lord sent an angel who cut down every mighty man of valor, leader, and captain in the camp of the king of Assyria. Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side." From 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 9 through 23. The end of verse 5 may be referring to that great next morning when the threat of Assyria was over. Verse 5 once again, "God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn." What a great victory, and what great proof that God is a refuge and strength for his people. Our doctrinal point for Psalm 46 is as follows. The believer is safe and secure in the Lord forever. The believer is safe and secure in the Lord forever. Psalm 46 is a wonderful psalm to share with any believers who are fearful concerning their security. This psalm moves from the present to the future and guarantees the safety and security of the believer all the way through. Notice how the present is emphasized in verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The point of verses 2 and 3 is that no matter what happens, We are safe and secure in the good hands of God. Verses 2 and 3 once again. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah. Earthquakes, tsunamis, you name it. No disaster or calamity can take your ultimate safety and security away. Isn't that what Romans 8:35 is all about? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? What's the obvious answer? Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Now, at first, we might think that the river of verse 4 here in Psalm 46 is only symbolic of the peace of God because there is no river in Jerusalem. However, in view of the fact that this psalm definitely looks on to the future in the verses that follow, it could be taken quite literally because we know from Ezekiel chapter 47 and Zechariah chapter 14 that there will be a life-giving river flowing out of Jerusalem during the future earthly kingdom of our Lord. And we know from Revelation chapter 22 that there will be the river with the water of life in the New Jerusalem. Verses 6 and 7 of Psalm 46 look forward to the victories of the Lord over the nations at the end of the tribulation period. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. And then verses 8 through 11 look forward to the blessings of our Lord's earthly millennial kingdom, when wars will cease and the Lord will be exalted among the nations. Verses 8 through 11, once again. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. All of this is the sure hope of the people of God. The believer is safe and secure in the Lord forever. Practical application for Psalm 46. Be still and know that God is God. Be still and know that God is God. This practical application comes right from verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. The point of this verse in the context is that we can stop striving to look out for ourselves because we can rest in the Lord. He is our refuge and strength, and he is in control of everything because he is God. You know, it was on the basis of this psalm, Psalm 46, that Martin Luther wrote that great hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, A Bulwark Never Failing. Be still and know that God is God. Let's continue reading Psalm 47. Psalm 47 is an enthronement psalm that looks forward to the Lord's universal reign over all of the earth. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Let's consider a few background notes for Psalm 47. We see from verse 1 that clapping your hands has been around for a long time as a cultural gesture of celebration. I wonder when clapping your hands got started. What is being celebrated in this psalm is the Lord's reign over all of the earth. Now, the church has appropriately used this psalm to celebrate the Lord's ascension based on verse 5. But it's an application. Verse 5, once again, God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. So the church has used this appropriately to celebrate the Lord's ascension. But Psalm 47 certainly looks beyond our Lord's ascension to our Lord's enthronement over the whole earth and the well-deserved praise he will receive at that time. And that brings us to our doctrinal point for Psalm 47. The believer will sing and shout to the Lord forever. The believer will sing and shout to the Lord forever. We see in verses 3 and 4 that it is specifically Israel that is celebrating. They are celebrating their future deliverance from the oppression of foreign nations when the Lord restores his chosen people to all their inheritance, including the land of Israel. Verses 3 and 4 once again. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob whom he loves. Selah. Remember, this is not the present unbelieving secular state of Israel that is in view here. No, it is the restored godly remnant of Israel, the all Israel of Romans 11:26. In verses 5 through 9, we see that it is not only restored Israel that is celebrating, but all the peoples of this earth. Verses 5 through 9, once again. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. These verses certainly look on to the time of the future earthly kingdom of our Lord, when the Lord will rule and reign over all nations. The shields of the earth, verse 9, that is, all of the earth's leaders who are appointed as protectors, will be subject to the Lord alone in that day. He will be greatly exalted as every knee shall bow. We know from Revelation chapters 4 and 5 that our praise of the Lord in his earthly kingdom will merge with our praise of the Lord in eternity. The believer will sing and shout to the Lord forever. Now, what about practical application from Psalm 47? Make a New Year's resolution based on Psalm 47. Make a New Year's resolution based on Psalm 47. New Year's resolutions are good if they are reasonable and if they are kept. Diet and exercise New Year's resolutions are usually broken within the first month. Rosh Hashanah celebrates the new year in the Hebrew calendar. Psalm 47 is used in synagogue liturgy on Rosh Hashanah in synagogues around the world. In fact, Psalm 47 could be entitled Happy New Year. We've seen that Psalm 47 is praised to the Lord as King, and we who know him will sing and shout praise to the Lord forever. Why not start now? What better New Year's resolution could you make than to resolve that you in some way will bring praise to the Lord every single day of the year? Make a New Year's resolution based on Psalm 47.